From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com.
And they're off for another Gift 270 2020 Unicorn Raffle. Your $20 ticket gives you not one, but two chances to win from our lineup of 20 Woodford Reserve treasures, including the grand prize, the rarest unicorn yet, the Woodford Reserve Kentucky Derby 150 Baccarat Edition. Only 150 bottles were made and is just like the one the Derby winning owner receives. Quit horsing around and get your $20 tickets now at give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 0002703.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're going to Texas. So this is Iron Root Harbinger Tri-Barrel Blend. So twice each year, Jonathan, who's their master distiller, blends three extraordinary casks from their Harbinger Tri-Barrel series. This is 132.8 proof and has an SRP of $86.59, which is right on the money.
That's an interesting price, but yeah. Probably just makes sense somehow in the spreadsheet. So
exactly.
But I've heard a lot of things about this distillery out of Texas. Haven't really tried it, so I'm excited to try. And thank you to Michelle Rosas for sending this bottle. She visited us, I don't know, a few months back, but... Yeah, just looking at the color, my gosh, it's dark.
Well, let's go ahead and get into it on the nose.
Ooh, it's got nice sweet, and fruity. Like it's like a cherry blossom.
I was about to say cherry. Yeah. All right.
I want the taste. Nice cherry, chocolate kind of notes going.
I'm pushing you quickly. Here, yeah. On the taste.
It's very rich, syrupy. It's got that cherry note right off the front, but it kind of opens up into some like maple flavors.
Yeah.
Some like dark maple syrup. Really. Maybe just because it's really thick.
I was going to say, it's dense.
Yeah.
It's like a really, you compact a lot of flavors into one. I'm not going to say it's like King of Kentucky, but it has that King of Kentucky quality where it's just like so many flavors are just densely packed and they really start opening up on the palate.
Yeah. And normally they use a pot still. So normally on a pot still, I get this, you know, that twang, that craft twang. Don't get that at all.
No.
So.
All right. So on the nose, how are you going to rate it?
Thumbs up. Really like it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. Really like it.
And the finish.
Thumbs up. That was the most surprising thing for me because like I thought 132 it'd blow my palate off, but it doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. I loved it. It was great.
Yeah, nice
well,
job.
That is our review of Iron Root's Harbinger, I hope I said that right, Tri-Barrel Blend. With that, cheers everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.